the morning where you're through there, and I'm just standing here waiting to be picked up for the garden court. I thought I'd update you guys. We had some very lovely weather. Have you been fed today, Rocky? I suppose Patrick's fed you. I imagine so. This dish is empty, but I guess he's been fed. Anyway, the last 2 days have been very full on. I tried to record a boo yesterday, except I lost my pause recording button and I somehow managed to get out of the app. And so the recording ended up going for 24 minutes and I thought, oh, well, I don't want to. It was just kind of a little ambient noise and I was having fun playing tennis and bowling and stuff. I thought, oh, I don't like to send a boo so long. This is something important. So, delete. But yeah, Sunday, we did church in the morning. And that went well. And I couldn't remember whether we played one song once or twice. I was a bit confused about that, but it worked out. And then in the afternoon we did the nursing home with the singing group. That was Glenwood this week. And that went well. That's a lot of fun. Who's down there? I hear someone. G'day. G'day. Hey, Box. G'day, fella. G'day, big dog. This is our great big lump. He's a Rottweiler German Shepherd cross. He's a great big lump. He's a cute. He's like a puppy. That's just. Oh, what? Oh, what? Come here. Come here. Okay. Anyway. So the Glenwood service went really well. There was a fair few people there, more than the Roseneath. And then, as soon as I got home, jumped in the car because someone else brought me home. We jumped in the car and headed off to Imperial. And Imperial is about, I don't know, 60 kilometres or whatever it is. It's not far away. And there was a concert over there on Sunday night, a Christian concert, by Steve Grace, who is a... Yes! He's an Aussie Christian artist. Super country, sort of rock, kind of crossover type stuff. Yeah, nice! Good music. Oh, I've broken my fingernail all the way down. Right down to the quick. Ouch, no wonder it's sore. Bit of randomness for you. Yeah, so the concert was great. We had a good time. There was 200 people or so there. And it was just a really good night. And we got a feed on the way home, and then got home at about 10 o'clock. I had some work to do for my blog that took me till 11 o'clock. So I went to sleep sometime after 11 o'clock and woke up at 4:30, which I was late. I was supposed to be working an hour earlier, but Power Praise starts at 4. So I got up and was on air by 5. I had a prayer time first and that was only about 5. And that went well. And at 8 o'clock, just after 8 o'clock, I was still trying to get myself ready to go out. And Kathy arrived. Usually I'm waiting out in the kitchen, but yesterday I wasn't. And I couldn't find my boots, these ones. They're the new ones that I'm wearing. And I couldn't find them anywhere, and I asked Kath, and she couldn't find them anywhere either, so I had to wear my high-heeled ones, and these have a heel on them too, but not very high. The ones I had wore yesterday were maybe a couple of inches high. They were, you know, easy enough to walk in, but, you know, you noticed it was quite a bit higher. I usually wear them for going out. Special occasions or whatever. I was on Sunday night, so they're already to hand. But I had to wear those because Bilbo has chewed up one of my black shoes. Low heel black shoes that I usually wear around the place. And I couldn't find the other pair of shoes that I might have worn were in the suitcase, which I still haven't managed to track down where they ended up after my trip, maybe still in the car. I have to ask there about that. So I wore those other ones and they were okay, you know, but I would have chosen these ones for going out. So anyway, we went out and we had to wait at Garden Court while they had their staff meeting and that. And then we headed over to Timaru again. And we went to pin bowling at the new Shake Rattle and Bowl that's over there. And it's cool. It's a new place and it's all like the one we went to, I think it was at Armadale. You had to take a great big step up to get to the actual lane. And whereas this one you didn't, it was all straight. It was a lot easier. The other thing I'd say about the new place in Immerell is that they could have more toilets. There's only one for the ladies and one for the men. And we had quite a loo queue happening. That's the only thing I'd say. But it was a good facility. And I liked it. We had fun. I actually came third in our team. Which is kind of astonishing for me. I got 97. No, I got 98, I think, and Bob got 97, yeah. I was on the team with Belma and Courtney, me and Richard and Jack. And then the other team, they're in the order, by the way, who won. I don't know the other team because I think there was Justin and Justin, Renee, Rob, Louise and Ray and I can't remember who the other person was. Yeah, somebody anyway. You guys don't know these people anyway, but anyway. So it was a really good morning, and I had a lot of fun. And then we went to the RSM Club for lunch, and they have good meals there, quite yummy. Trouble wanted an extra serving of chips, but, you know, we didn't have time to get any extra. He'd already had his meal, and he wanted some chips, but we didn't have enough time. For that. And then we came back just in time for Renee and I's class. We go to TAFE, which is like sort of like college, and it's not as advanced as university level. We're doing a Certificate 3 in Business Admin. While we were there, bigger things were happening here. the hot water system kind of exploded. Maria heard a hissing sound and she thought that the Carly got into the bathroom. She thought it sounded like her Carly's lead dragging on the ground. And she and Joe went to investigate what it was. And when the pilot light went out, Joe opened up Maria and turned off the gas. Luckily he was there, because if he wasn't, he could be without a house right about now. Could have taken the place out. We are currently without hot water, and currently without the stove and the gas heater. Well, anything gas is out of action until we can get something else. I just thank God no one was hurt. Joe wasn't even scalded or anything. He wasn't, you know, he took the brunt of the explosion on himself, he said, on his back, and, you know, he felt it, but he didn't actually get hurt at all. Nothing was hurt. We could smell gas in the house when we got home, but that was about the only effect. Amazing. You talk about God's deliverance. You talk about answer to prayer. You talk about God's protection. That, you know, that's just incredible. Miracle, I reckon it is. They both got hurt. We could have lost everything, but you know, thanks to Joe and thanks to the Lord's help, we were all fine. We're looking into getting a hot water system or gas system. We have to see if a friend of us in church might have one, or he might be able to help us get one. So we'll look into that. Pray about that one as well. By the time I got home from class at 5:30 last night, I was exhausted. I fed puppy. I didn't bother having anything to eat myself. I sent a quick message to my blog about the devotional, daily devotional series I do, which should have been uploaded. Yesterday's one should have been uploaded last night, but it didn't get uploaded until just now. I slept really well for a lot of hours. Crashed. And this morning, I just did the Kitty Cat Corner show for my love. That's his show. But he's still not on the air, so he can't do it. So I did that. But it started late and ended late because of what time I woke up. And now I'm waiting, and they said they were going to be here. They were coming straight away, but they must have got sidetracked. So I might as well sit down. Out of the way. Yeah, probably as soon as I get myself down here, all the way down here, they will show up. Anyway, I'm sitting on the step up to the laundry, going outside the laundry in an outside loo, and I'm sitting on the step to the outside laundry. It's kind of a big step, but anyway, I'm sitting here. And that would be about all, really, about what's been happening. I hope you guys are having fun. And, yeah, I'll catch up with you all later. God bless, and have a wonderful day.